everyone. You are tuning into the AfterBuzz TV After Show for the Oscars Fashion Breakdown. Tonight, we're going to be talking about all the best and worst looks of the night. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for the Oscars Fashion Breakdown, the biggest night in fashion of the year. I am your host. My name is Dani Golub, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Dani Golub. We have a full panel here tonight. Where can they find you if they want to keep this conversation going all night long?
Absolutely. Hi, guys. My name is Brooke Lacey, and you can find me on all social media at Brooke Lacey H.
Hey, fashionista. Suzette here. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Suzette Bab.
Hey, guys. I'm Michelle Madison. You can find me on Instagram at Michelle _ Madison TV or on Twitter at MICH _ Madison TV.
Nice. All right, y'all. This was a crazy night in fashion, crazy night in award shows, mm-hmm. One of the probably most talked about moments in award show history.
Yes.
So plenty to talk about on the carpet as well. Overall thoughts, were we overwhelmed with the carpet? Were we underwhelmed? What did we think? Was it a hit or a miss overall in terms of fashion?
I felt that it was a hit. I really, really did. I mean, with all the political things going on, I like it when stars still come to impress, to feel like movie stars. There was glamour. There was a lot of, like, the old Hollywood silhouettes, the velvet, the curves. I thought, overall, it was a hit.
I have to beg to differ just a little bit. Yeah. I feel like I was a little underwhelmed, and I was the same way this whole award season. I kind of feel like I've been waiting for those standouts. And don't get me wrong, there were still a few that I was like, nailed it. But overall, as a whole, you know, I was waiting for more. So
yeah, I have to agree with Brooke. I was very much so underwhelmed. I think that the red carpets for the after parties have the best fashion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. People get it wrong.
I did notice that.
I feel like they should say, okay, this is going to be the Vanity Fair or the Elton John party. Come that look.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
It was okay. I did like the toast to old Hollywood, but mm-hmm. I have a little.
There was definitely some old Hollywood that we saw, but just starting with some standouts from the night. The first one that struck my eye, one of the first on the carpet, was Hailee Steinfeld, and she was in Ralph and Russo, and it was a pretty spectacular gown. When I first saw it, I wasn't sure how I felt about it, mm-hmm. but it grew on me over time.
Hailee,
bow down,
boo. You killed it, you slaughtered it, you Remy Ma'd that carpet, boo. Love you on everything.
I think, too, it was really age-appropriate. Like, I'm not a huge fan of flowers, but I felt, just with her age, it was very flirty, flowy. I love the high neck and, like, the flow of the back. I thought it was beautiful for her.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it as well. I'm going to be nitpicky because that's just how I am. The only thing, I mean, she was a dream. I felt like she just looked like a little, you know, like I would see it in something like a fairy tale. The only thing I wasn't crazy about is there was this big flower right here. And I could have just dealt without that. I kind of wanted to, like, take that one off because I felt like it was a little out of place. But that's just me being picky.
And that's why I wore this dress, because I loved it.
It's okay. No, we could agree to disagree, but that's why I wore it.
No, not stunning, but she had
kind of like J-Lo.
I think for her age, it's okay because she still has that beautiful long, like,
neck,
subtle neck. Yeah.
I think also this was kind of her, like, coming out as a woman on the red carpet because last time she was here, she was, I think, 9 years old.
And now she's
20. She's no longer.
Now she's so
not
old,
a girl, not yet a woman.
but yeah, between.
I think the hair and makeup really was on point for this. I think the dress really did grow on me with time. I loved it. Mm-hmm. She became one of my favorites of the night as I kept seeing her. Mm-hmm. And she was one of the first on the carpet, and I thought it was a really good way to start off the night.
Agreed.
Yeah, she was, I mean, just really absolutely gorgeous. Speaking of young stars on the carpet, we also had Emma Roberts. I don't know if anyone saw her in the black lace with the white on the bottom. She had the bright orange hair, though, which kind of gave me, like, the Jessica Rabbit vibe. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. A little bit. Minus the slit and the boobs.
Yeah,
okay.
It was vintage Armani Privé. Mm-hmm. What did we think of that one?
I didn't like it.
Didn't like it? Mm-mm.
I don't know. What it, like, between her and then Michelle Williams and then what Jessica Biel wore at the last Golden Globes, like, there's been a trend of this really plunging neckline that's, like, black and then the bottom white. But they're also very thin. I just didn't. It's not filled out right. I don't like it.
Did not filled out right. It's so shade.
I'm sorry.
No hard feelings to the A cups.
No, I'm saying like right, you know, here. They're very thin. No, I'm an A cup. I'm saying, you know, it's I don't know.
I get what you're saying. Feeling it. Any woman that could pull off those plunging things, I can't.
Yeah, nor can I.
No.
I'm on the far end of the alphabet.
I absolutely love boobs. The plunging. That's not the issue. For me, I think this was beautiful, but I didn't like the bottom half. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted to, maybe if it had all been... I just didn't like the black with then all of a sudden the white. I don't know. Something wasn't blocking. Flowing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the color block. And maybe, not that I have an issue with the color blocking, but maybe just if it had been a different color than the white. Okay. I don't know. Something.
Right.
Yeah, because I like the top, the part. You know, I think it is flattering actually when it's like smaller chested women where you know, can get away, you know.
You guys can get away with a lot. So embrace it.
Yeah.
While we just touched on her, actually, Jessica Biel was someone who I think really stood out last night. She was in the full gold sequin. It was Kaufman and Franco. And she kind of had a necklace with like gold fringe and diamonds. I felt like she was giving me like lioness vibes.
Speaking of lioness, I have to Nyssa Green. I felt like she was a cat lady that just loves her cats too much, and this outfit was a homage to it because it looked like the cats were like clawing at it. And that Tiffany piece she wore around her neck made her the lioness and the Catwoman at the same time. I'm sorry.
She was next to her man too. While we're on we could also talk Justin Timberlake while we're with Jessica because he had the new high and tight haircut with his Tom Ford suit. As a pair, what did we think of these two?
Definitely better than him and Britney in a matching denim.
Oh,
I'll say that.
That does make for a great couple's Halloween costume though.
Yeah.
I thought Jessica Biel looked stunning. I loved the gold. I also love long sleeves. Like, I feel like if I was her, I love the coverage. I thought it was beautiful. I love the Tiffany necklace too.
She needs to cover that too. Sorry.
Oh my god, now you're shady. Okay, so I'm not the only one. Then I'm good.
But I didn't love it. I agree with you. You know, I won't repeat everything you just said, but like, because I feel the exact same way. You know, I think she's stunning and they're just such a sweet couple, but I was a little confused on how she was on a lot of the best dress list.
Yeah, she was. You know. She was. Mm-hmm. Speaking of best dress lists, I think someone that's going to take the cake on a lot of the lists and probably ours is Taraji P. Henson.
Yes.
She was... The second I saw her, I was like, this is it. This is movie star. This is Hollywood glamour. This is everything that I want from the Oscars red carpet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was black velvet, at one point almost even looked a bit navy blue to me.
It's actually navy,
It is navy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I wasn't sure. It was just maybe photographed more black, but on the carpet it looked navy.
Velvet looks dark, yeah.
Yeah, it was Alberto Ferretti, and it had the slit up the leg, that like Angelina Jolie Oscars moment, an homage to that. But yeah, I mean, amazing. Not a flaw on her.
Just
last
so
night.
Classic, and you can tell she is feeling as fabulous as the look she is giving us. Like you can tell she's just so comfortable in the skin that she's in, and she was my favorite, hands
There's
down.
Nothing wrong with
she
this.
Was my number one, and I really love the hair. Like I'm really big at the Oscars. Your hair needs to be up. Like this is when you do the updos, or else like the short kind of the Heather look, Marilyn Monroe. Not so. You know, like the old bombshells of yesteryear. I love it. It was so perfect.
And I'm really proud because she was on my worst dress for the Grammys.
Oh. She was.
She was in that horrible purple like space outer cadet space thing. Yeah. So. Thank you so much
she
for redeeming yourself.
If you're going to save a dress for something, the Oscars is probably the place to do that.
I liked it. I thought it was comfortable. I thought it was safe. That's the word I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. I wasn't too much of a fan of the necklace. I thought it was too bulky for this. I think a nice pendant with like a emerald cut would have been nice. I loved her ring. Hey, cocktail ring.
I loved the emerald.
And her hair, like you were saying. I wish the slit was a little higher, though. But maybe that's my little Jessica Rabbit slash thought side coming out.
I wouldn't mind it.
But I would have liked it to, like, when she walks, you just see thighs.
Yeah. I mean, she's a queen.
But
so.
she's Taraji,
so yeah, she brought it. She definitely
She got the cookies.
Mm-hmm. She did. Again, so there was a lot of trends last night. We did see a lot of velvet. We did see a lot of black or dark colors. I know this was navy. One of the biggest trends I saw last night was white with the capes. Mm-hmm. So we had Chrissy Teigen, Karlie Kloss, and Naomi Harris all wear these white gowns with the capes. So we could start with Chrissy while we're in this genre.
You just keep coming to these carpets and slaying dragons. You're not even... I don't even... Is she an actress? She just comes and she's like, oh, guys.
She's just John Legend's wife.
But I'm going to make...
made this my bitch. She was wearing, sorry, I don't even curse. Sorry, Mom.
She was wearing Zuhair Mourad, and it was the white cape, gold embellishments, high neck, long sleeves.
Mm-hmm. Everything. Yeah. She does it every time. I don't think, she's like my J-Lo. Like, I don't think I've ever not liked anything she's ever worn on the carpet.
And her and John compliment each other so nicely.
They do. Yeah. Another cute couple.
And I just love watching them. I think we discussed this last time. I love watching them mm-hmm. before, like, on the red carpet, and just totally, like, living in those moments and just eating it all up. I mean, it's fabulous to watch. It's like a show on its own.
And
you
I'm
know?
Sure she had an In-N-Out burger afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's the girl I want to hang with afterwards.
And then Karlie Kloss was in the white, and it had the one sleeve with the cape.
Love that.
And that was Stella McCartney. She was wearing the ACLU ribbon, which a lot of the stars were wearing last night, which I thought was great to, like, quietly bring awareness to a really important cause. I often find with the award shows that's used as a platform for a lot of, like, really intense speeches, and we got a lot of that this award season, and it was nice to see them kind of speaking their voice in a quiet way. I almost feel like that's sometimes more effective, and a picture says a thousand words, like they would say, so to have it in all the photos on the carpet goes a really long way.
Can I just make one comment too, like, I love, again, like, the waves, kind of the beach old waves. Like 1920s. I love that hair. Like, for me, is a big deal. Like, hair and makeup for the Oscars, like, you need to
can make or break the album.
Yeah, they absolutely. really can.
And also your attitude. I think your best best piece is your confidence.
Yeah.
We'll go into that next time. But I didn't really like her choker, but whatever. I'm sorry. It was too much with that.
Speaking of wearing something for a cause, we had Emma Stone wearing the full gold gown. I mean, she really did look like an Oscar. She showed up for the night, but it was gold, and it kind of gave me, like, 1920s flapper girl vibes with the bottom being fringe. But she was wearing a gold Planned Parenthood pin to supplement her look. What do you guys think of that one?
I'm sorry. Emma, you are in one of the biggest categories, I think. Okay, the details of her outfit are great. I mean, when you look at it, the fringing, the bugle beads, everything, like, it came together. But eye-wise, I wasn't that much impressed. I'm sorry. And I love the 1920s. I even had a theme party about the 1920s.
It was a Givenchy gown, too.
I feel like it needed to be a little bit more tailored in, but I know it's the 1920s, the retro era, they kind of had more of a sheath look. And I felt like where her boobies were, it needed, like, a little bit more oomph. Like, maybe she needed a little cutlet underneath to give us a little bit a little of shape here. Yeah, I feel like it was very mature for her. But I get it, but I feel...
See, I'm agreeing with you. Like, when I think about when Gwyneth Paltrow, which I didn't really love, when, you know, she won the Oscars, she had kind of... It
was
hung
the pink
a little,
one?
Yeah,
the pink one.
And
it had, like, the sleeves,
but to me, like, Emma, you know you're going to win, okay? So, like, I want to see, like, again, the hair up, maybe something a little more dramatic. Like, I felt like this was safe. I feel like I always see her in a gold or, like, an olive or, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's what we always see her. And I'm happy she wore, like, the wine lip, though. I like her
hair
and
makeup was flawless.
That I give her. Yes,
I
that
do
was
agree
very
with
flawless.
That. But I just, I feel like there's sometimes you see somebody, you're like, they always are in, like, the same type of dress. Like, I feel like we've seen her in that before.
Maybe not even the color, more as the cut. I feel like she always wears that same, like, really the sleek, like, sleek straight silhouette almost. But I don't know. Yeah, someone who was on the quite opposite end of that sleek straight silhouette was Brie Larson. She wore a dress that kind of was fitted up at the top, but went into, like, these really large ruffles down at the bottom.
Another one of my favorites.
Problem with this one for me, though, unfortunately, I always say the hair and makeup could really make or break an outfit.
The hair
really didn't do it for me. I mean, the dress is Oscar de la Renta. It's velvet and, I believe, leather on the inside. But the hair... Like, last year, she had her hair pulled back out of her face, and I feel like that was a much more flattering look for her. The makeup was okay, but I just think the hair really weighed her down.
And see, I think that she didn't bring her confidence in this dress. When you wear this dress, you wear this dress.
Is it because you're nervous? Because, like, to me, I can't tell. The top looks like it's not fitted correct.
No, it looks like it's supposed to be, like, a geometric-like thing going on. But I don't feel like, in my opinion, her confidence wasn't there when she wears it. Like, it just didn't... It just looks like she's a hanger and the dress is on it.
Yes.
Versus her working it. I think, like this is something Taraji could have worn and she would have.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Because I absolutely... The dress itself was one of my favorites. Like, if you don't have room in your closet, please, I'll take it off your hand. It's stunning. My only thing was the shoes. I'm a big shoe girl, and I always, my attention goes right to the feet, and especially with something cut like this, where you can...
The attention is actually drawn.
I just...
It's like a kinda, classy like a... Chiquita banana lady.
Yeah, get the
it, literally
yeah.
it literally no, but is.
With the curls, yeah.
Yeah, I just, like you're saying, I think if it, the dress is stunning, but it could have been taken to that next level if mm-hmm. it had the hair and the makeup to go with it. And but
really
shoes,
no jewelry. Like...
No jewelry. So I think she wore mm-hmm. an incredible dress, but there was probably room to make it even more of a wow factor. But yes. still my favorite dress. So.
Yeah. The bottom, I don't think you really needed jewelry for this, but I think what we're all saying, everything else, I think if that was brought... then she would have brought it with this. This yeah. is one of those iconic dresses that I felt like Emma Stone should have worn. Like,
thank you.
With Elizabeth Taylor and her dress, Marilyn Monroe and her dress. Like, when we think of the Oscars years from now, like, we'll just know she won, but I don't think we'll remember yeah, her outfit.
I agree.
But, even so though that's not the most important thing, but I'm just saying.
I have an interesting tidbit about that dress. Back to Emma Stone's dress. Mm-hmm. It took over 1,700 hours and 11 people, mm-hmm. and she is the first actress to win, best actress to win in Givenchy since Audrey Hepburn.
That's
so I
a
think,
long wow. time.
That's a long time, so I think mm-hmm. it could have been a better Givenchy dress, but still just to say that. Like,
yeah. I mean, that just shows you, I'm sure, the amount of time that goes
cool
into all of
points.
These gowns is insane.
Yeah.
I mean, someone's dress who really stood out to me in terms of like the artistic element of it was Janelle Monáe's.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I
think this
yes.
was very different for her, because mm-hmm. we usually see her in like something more androgynous, like a pantsuit
yeah.
or something. It was mm-hmm. really nice to see her look so feminine. Like, I feel like she was like in her princess element.
I loved it.
It was Elie Saab, and she did a couple of the trends. She pulled like the belt, the headband. I felt like this piece of dress was a work of art.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot,
yeah.
but she brought it, and I mm-hmm. don't know if she, because she comes from the music world, like the Grammy world,
right.
she brought that fun to the carpet. She didn't play it safe. Like, this is something that we'll be talking about, like, for a very long time. It's like a throwback of like Queen Victoria or something, but
yeah,
it really
is.
Yeah, with the little, with the bustles on the side. It's a lot, but the way she brought it, she brought the confidence. The makeup wasn't overly done. Yeah, she brought it.
She really carries herself yeah. well, and I love the see-through. It reminded me of Halle Berry's dress when mm-hmm. she won the Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when it was
yeah,
see-through and
the
then
burgundy
just
one?
Everything
mm-hmm.
kind of hit in the right places.
Yeah.
I love the headband, a huge trend we saw. And I love it. I like the more the merrier.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit much for me, but like you're saying, because she had the confidence to wear it, it grew on me. You know,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't something that I would expect to see at the Oscars, and so I guess that is noteworthy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I always like when people take a risk,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, much better that than, you know, like you're saying, the safe, oh,
right.
so-and-so's going to wear this
mm-hmm.
shape, this, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of another big ball gown, we had Leslie Mann in
Ugh.
The yellow,
oh my God.
I said Princess Belle vibes. It was by Zac Posen. Last year, Alicia Vikander wore a yellow bell gown, if
mm-hmm.
you will, and I thought that was much more of a hit than this. I feel like the fabric was a little too much and weighed Leslie,
mm-hmm.
who is probably the tiniest little thing, down a
yeah.
bit. But I mean, she did stand out. It was a bright color. It was a bold choice. I appreciate the risk. And I do think the top is really flattering on her body, but
mm-hmm.
I wasn't crazy about the amount of fabric on the bottom.
I'm usually not big on the ball gowns. Chartreuse, I love this fabric. It just makes me feel like a princess when I wear it. I am the opposite of you. I'm not a fan of the top part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it gave her a little bit more shape, I love the volume and the layers to it, but I think if the waistline dropped a little bit, cinched her in a little bit to give her, you know, more of a snatched look, and
mm-hmm.
then keep the bodice a little bit more simpler, would have been great, because I love this color against the red carpet with her skin tone.
Yeah,
I know,
right?
For some reason, no offense, my white girls don't like to wear these colors, but I actually love these colors. Like, I think it's great on your skin, especially when you have the red hair.
Yeah.
What?
It was very pretty.
Yes.
But, okay, here's the thing. I think I'm colorblind, because sometimes it was looking lime to me or mustard. I couldn't really
tell.
Yeah,
it's like a weird
yeah,
yellowy.
I did like,
dark yellow.
I did like the bow tie here, and the biggest thing is the hair.
Yeah.
Like, Jennifer Aniston started this when it's like, just your hair is down, and you're kind of like the beach waves, and
mm-hmm.
it's cool. It's not. This is the Oscars. Like, I want to see, like, hair pieces, like buns, and... It's so bad. I don't.
She was on my worst dressed. Sorry.
Mine too.
I didn't have her on anything.
I wouldn't go her. Yeah, for me, she was a standout, but I wouldn't put her in either end of the spectrum.
Oh. Yeah.
Somewhere in the middle.
She was definitely towards the bad end for
yeah.
me. Sorry, I love her. She's stunning, but it's like a pea yellow dress with
mm-hmm.
like. Like, mm-hmm. it kind of looks like it's made out of toilet paper. Like, it's giving me, like, a bathroom. I'm sorry. I know I feel bad, but, like...
I'm rubbing off on you, girl.
But I just... She's stunning, and she's so petite, and she could have done so much more.
That's another thing, when you're petite and you wear something like this, yeah, it looks like you're just walking...
Swimming in it a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly.
But she usually wears really, really fitted gowns.
Or even if you were saying, like, the waistline had been brought down a little bit more.
Yeah, to give her some more... Yeah, some more definition.
Another bright color of the night, Viola Davis wore the bright red. Mm-hmm. It had both the halter and the off-the-shoulder look going. Mm-hmm. I thought it was amazing for her figure. She looked absolutely gorgeous. But I do think it was a little too bright. I know that seems weird, but it was like the carpet was like a deep red, and then her dress was almost like an orange red. It was it was a little blinding for me a little bit, just because like that yellow was a lot, and then the red was a lot. I feel like maybe it was just because it was in like a sea of black dresses that it really popped. But I mean, the silhouette was perfect on her. I don't think she usually wears something that hip hugging, and I think it showed off her gorgeous figure.
Really, I feel like a lot of times she wears kind of hip-hugging. Like, she knows her body. She has the best shoulders, best arms.
Yeah, she definitely
looks like she's ripped.
I was obsessed. I don't know if you could see, but she had these, like, cuff gold and orange feathered earrings. I thought she looked perfect with the train. Like, that's what it's about. You're holding your Oscar, and it just should be flowing and stand out. And not that it's playing it too safe, but there's something about just the simplicity, you know, just like a velvet off the shoulder or a red gown. There's just something that it's always going to stand out as looking classy.
Yeah.
It's timeless.
Especially if it's with your personality, I think. Yes. I think you should always tend to look back to your personality, see if you're going to carry this dress.
Agreed.
I did like the color on it. I'm not sure what her undertones are, but I love when she wears colors because on her skin complexion, everything just pops, and I love it. But I know red's usually a faux pas on the red carpet,
I
right?
I know, yeah.
So when you wear red, you have to bring it.
Yeah, I think, like, I honestly like red better when it almost matches the carpet color better. Yeah. I think that when it contrasts, it, like, kind of clashes for me.
What did you guys think of Sarah Bareilles wore the red gown on the carpet, and then I know she switched for her performance
dress.
Yeah, she did. But I thought I had notes on here that saying, like, she looked beautiful in both. You know, the red, you know... Mm-hmm. Like you're saying, I get what you're saying with it matching the carpet a bit.
I wore this to prom. Aww. Literally, I just wore, like...
Your prom dress was gorgeous.
Boom. Yeah, right?
Yeah. I love it. I actually like the tone and tones. I don't like things to be matchy-matchy. I'm more eclectic. So I personally loved it. And for her figure, I think it just hugged her right where it needed to.
Yeah, it was simple. You know, it was still that bold red.
And I love a train.
Yeah, me too. You know what? I love red on brunettes. Sometimes when we have seen, like, Nicole Kidman in a red, or Gwyneth Paltrow, sometimes I'm not feeling it. I really like it better with darker hair.
Yeah, I thought she looked great in this look, and then I also loved, it was almost like a feathery situation that she wore, like a purple almost.
To perform
for the...
In memorandum.
In memorandum. Portion, and that was beautiful, so... So, go you, Sarah Bareilles.
Yeah, and that's a pose. That's when you come in. Yes, I'm going to work this.
Another bright colored number of the night was Scarlett Johansson. Mm. She was wearing, it was like the pink with almost like a pattern, like sort of floral feeling. And she had the dramatic belt. It was an Aaliyah, or a Aaliyah, gown.
You get it right from Clueless.
Oh, my God. Remember?
I know, yeah. She's
Aaliyah.
Yeah. She's wearing an Aaliyah gown. I love Scarlett Johansson. I love her style typically. This was a bit of a miss for me, and I think a lot of it had to do with that strange belt.
Horrible
I know the belt was
belt.
The trend of the night, but I think a simpler belt would have been better. This was like almost like had studs, I felt like, on it. It seemed to clash with the rest of her look.
It reminded me of the early 2000s like punk rocker belt that everybody would wear on their skinny jeans. I just
showed us like a Parker, like had,
I had one of those.
The city with the little
definitely wore things like that, but
no, and I did too, but I wouldn't have worn it on the Oscars.
I thought this was supposed to be a Grammy dress. Like, that's what it reminds me of.
I wouldn't have worn it there either. Yeah. Like, I didn't like the belt. I didn't think it was fit right. It just makes her look big, and she's
frumpy.
She's not
very tiny.
She's teeny, and she's got an amazing figure. I just think that it was a miss for me.
Yeah, I like it, just not for this. I love dresses like this, but when you come to the Oscars, you don't wear a dress. You wear a frock or a gown.
You tell them.
We're going all British.
Now.
Like, it's...
When you said she wore a really beautiful black dress to the Vanity Fair after party. I had seen, and it was, like,
see,
gorgeous.
That's what I'm saying. People wear all the great stuff to the after
party. She probably knew. Yeah. She was like, I gotta redeem myself. Yeah, I'm not liking this one.
Think after parties when you're dressing for the Oscars red carpet, guys.
Like, I know, just switch it. I agree. That happens so often. Another dress that was kind of similar to this one that I also didn't love, because I think Scarlett's was a little bit baggy on the top, was Charlize Theron's. Had this deep V also, and it was gold and black, pleated, Dior. I feel like it was the wrong fit for her. I mean, I think you can see kind of the similarity between her look and Scarlett side by side, like we just had them both up, but I think that this one was a miss, and Charlize is absolutely flawless, but this gown for me made her look much bigger than she is, and made her shoulders look too broad. I don't know. It just was a bit of a miss for me on this one.
Yeah, it's the Grecian look. Okay, first and foremost, Scarlett Johansson is like the walking Oscar statue. I swear to God. This woman looks...
Or Charlize.
Charlize, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, she literally
What did
is.
I say?
That's okay.
Charlize Theron is like the Oscar
She's
statue.
Fierce.
She literally
I
is.
Mean, I love when she wears her sheath dresses. It's just like beauty in the making. This, like the other one, I wouldn't have done... I definitely wouldn't have done this for the Oscars. Maybe a wedding, but not the Oscars. And I'm just saying.
You would have stolen the show at a wedding in
this
one.
Right? That's what you do. But I'm just saying, for the Oscars, it's okay.
I agree. She had the most gorgeous, how do you say, chopard earrings, like with a drop heart. But it looks kind of like a black garbage bag. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I do kind of see that, though.
It kind of does.
You guys are getting meaner and meaner.
The thing is, she never messes up on the Oscars. Yeah. She always wears, oh my gosh, her body just like is perfection.
She's the Oscar, I'm telling you.
So I don't know if it was also the photographs. I'm not really sure. Because when she actually presented, it didn't look as bad as on the red carpet.
Maybe because it was
further
away.
Well, to go against y'all's opinion, I absolutely loved it. Okay, I will say that it is misfit. I feel like it does need to be cinched in and better tailored. But overall, I see where she was going with it. And
where was she going?
Oh, no, I think it was... To me, it reminded me of a...
wedding.
Me girl.
Was going to the wedding afterwards.
No, but she very much reminded me of Marilyn Monroe and the
hair and makeup.
Gold,
I see
the
that.
Makeup with the gold plunging that she has. They've got it on display at this. Oh, big Marilyn fan.
No, we're not going.
Charlize, that's not what you were trying to do.
We are not going to put Marilyn Monroe into this.
No one can live up to Marilyn. But had it been a little better fit, you know, I think I would have liked the leg situation and the whole earring. It had major potential. You know, if I could get my hands on it, I'll take it. You know, take it in a little bit. I'll make it golden.
Yeah, you should have touched it first.
It was a bit of a miss for me, but I do think, like again, not definitely not a worse dress for me, but just not somewhere in the middle. One of those middle floaters. Mm-hmm. But another dark color dress of the night was Halle Berry. She wore a Versace black and nude with sequins, one shoulder.
Way to ruin it. We're all like,
okay. Well, I will start by saying her hair and makeup were awesome. I loved her big hair. You didn't like it?
No, okay. It looked like a wig.
I thought it was really cool.
It was a wig.
That's what I'm saying.
Almost everyone had on a wig at the concert. Yeah.
But I thought that her hair and makeup looked cool, and it was different. It stood out, and it's different for her. She usually wears, like, the really short pixie cut. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that this was different for her. But the dress, I did not particularly love. I think it was a bit of a miss for me. It just felt like it was two different dresses sewn together. Like, the top was one dress and the bottom was another, and they didn't really fit. It reminded me a bit of Katy Perry's from the Grammys, how it felt like two different dresses.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it very different, but similar in the sense that I felt like there was two different ideas going on here, and they don't work that well in cahoots together.
Oh, she missed the hair lady, definitely. This was really? Not was black girl cool. magic. This was like black voodoo. I was just like...
I loved that you love her hair.
I did not.
I didn't like the highlights, but I loved the volume, and like I thought it stood out.
But it was lopsy.
She looks like pebbles on the red carpet, like pebbles and Bam Bam from the Flintstones. I was not. No. I loved that she did go out of her comfort zone and went different for the pixie. But this was not the cut. Like boo boo.
No.
You should just put in some tracks, some sleek strip, you know, tracks.
I miss her short hair. And she said something
and then
about
wear
that.
This. And not happening. No.
When she was talking to Ryan Seacrest, and then Scarlett Johansson was there, they were talking, and Holly was like, "Oh, I
should
have worn my short hair." Because after she saw her hair, this is all just so terrible.
Yeah, everything.
And I like the bottom of the dress. You know, I don't know if they just threw something on top of it.
It just looks like a whole lot of stuff thrown together.
Sometimes I'm like art like. I mean, has Holly worked that much, or maybe Charlize, maybe they just don't have their teams anymore, so it's very last minute. They just grab a dress.
They got people in line to work with them.
Oh, well. No, she looks like she's gone through all her divorces and breakups, and she was just like,
I'm done.
I'm just going to go. I'm just going to show up. Anyway,
outdated. I wasn't a fan.
Yeah. No. While you know a lot of the women really stand out last night, there were definitely also some men standouts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My personal favorite was Pharrell. He was in the Chanel suit and he had all of these really cool accessories on. He had a bunch of chain necklaces, which I loved, and he also had the flower brooch. I just thought he looked really classy and cool and different. He sometimes does really wacky things like with the hats and then the shorts, tuxedo. But
well, his wife kind of was
his wife. Wacky. Yeah, she had like the. I mean, she has silver hair right now, and she had it in that like milkmaid braid. But I thought he looked awesome. He was definitely my favorite male of the night.
Absolutely.
What do you guys think of him?
I love the interview with a vampire / Old West look. I do. It just. I loved it. I did. I have to agree with you. I did love it.
Yeah. I think it's nice to see. You know, because I know before I've always talked about. I feel like it's such a challenge for guys to thrive in awards because.
We don't really look at it for them.
We don't really look at it for them, and it's like, what do you... Oh, you have a blue suit, you have a black suit.
Like, I feel like Justin Timberlake did the nice job of, like, I'm just going to stand next to my wife and wear my plain black Tom Ford suit. I feel like Pharrell is a fashion icon of his own.
He took the accessories. He put thought into it, and I wish some of the girls had as well, so Pharrell made up for
lots. Look at you. Shame.
Oh, my gosh. I just want to say, to your point and to Michelle's, you know, having the confidence of doing you, because I think so many times celebrities just let someone else dress them, and maybe you should start leading with some of your own classic style, because Pharrell does that.
I feel like he probably got excited.
Does he have some necklaces or a brooch, or this is what I want to wear? And I think if more stars did that, listen to your gut, like, what do you want to do? It's going to represent better. You're gonna photograph way better.
I think any more or any less in the accessories would have been bad, too. I think that this was the perfect amount. It was spot on. This is the kind of look where, like, accessories are sometimes... can be like out of style in like a year, you know, but this look is like pretty timeless to me, even though it's like accessorized. Those look like they're gonna, you know, kind of hit the scene for men everywhere now going forward. I feel like these aren't gonna be like just a trend. I feel like this is definitely a look that's gonna last. But some of the other male trends were, we had a lot of velvet. We had The Rock in blue. He looked great.
I found out last night
that he's the highest paid actor on highest paid film actor, which is crazy.
More than Tom Cruise?
He was Forbes number one last year.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Wow, Fast and the Furious upped his money.
But there were some other... so what do you guys think overall of the men's fashion last night? Did we like it?
I think men's fashion is definitely on the up. I loved Mahershala Ali's look. Very tailored. We don't have his picture, but very tailored. That was poetry in motion.
He's quite the gorgeous man.
Had a baby,
he
just like Pharrell.
Four days ago, his wife had a baby, which is crazy.
Friday. And Pharrell had twin triplets.
Ryan's triplets. Not one, not two, but three.
Oh, wild. Wow.
Yeah.
Help little baby Pharrells.
The men looked good overall.
Yeah, the men looked really great overall. Yeah. So kudos. I think now we're going to step into our best and worst dress of the evening portion. So let's start with worst, because let's get that out of the way. We're each going to pick two. So, if we have two in mind, Michelle, do you want to start?
I should not, because I've been mean the whole time.
Okay, I'll start because you know what? We have not put up Dakota Johnson.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was
not going to talk about her during the standouts.
We're going to talk about her.
Let's just go ahead. We were all going to have her.
Yeah, she was. Go ahead.
Yeah, hit it.
Well, I can't even believe this is Gucci, first of all. I was really shocked.
Gucci makes mistakes,
too. This literally looks like in a 1930s house that hasn't, you know, been upgraded for years, like some kind of drapery curtains. I hate the apron around her waist. It's not fitted. As you can see, it's puckering near her armpits, and again the hair and the makeup, like, it's like she showered and it's just flat.
She needs her bangs. She's like Zooey Deschanel.
She has her bangs. She actually
her
does.
Her forehead is like a five head a little bit. Oh, but she really...
You can't help that's not her clothes.
You can't help your forehead.
The bangs.
She usually wears bangs.
And it really helps. When Zooey Deschanel doesn't wear her bangs, I don't like it either. Same goes for Dakota Johnson. I think the bangs work in her favor in a big way. Okay. So that falls into the hair and makeup category.
See, I was trying to be nice. This was 50 Shades of WTF. Like,
that's a good one.
Oh, she looked like Wednesday Addams grew up and just wanted to be like she raided someone's closet. The Faye Dunaway is fun.
Yes, it did look like Faye Dunaway.
More wire hangers.
It did look Mommy Dearest.
I was like, so you don't have a pooch, so why do you have that little apron thingy like I do, you know, to cover it up? It was just, I love, like I said before, I love the ode to old classic Hollywood, mm-hmm. but if you're going to do it right. Yes. And this was not.
Do you think she was trying to go more modest because we all know her in 50 Shades where she's naked most of the time?
Not a man wearing this outfit. Yeah. I'm sorry, no.
I could see Christina Ricci in something like this.
Without the apron.
But also...
She did play Wednesday Addams, did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I love it.
But can I also just say how awkward, like, the dress is bad enough, but how awkward was the it like when she came out to introduce, the whole thing was just like anyway, I don't like it. Definitely on my worst dress.
This was my worst of the worst.
Does anyone else have another worst dress you want to throw
out? Teresa Palmer. I don't even really know who she
I know, I'm like, wait, okay, who is this?
Well, now we do.
So, she has the belt.
So if you're going to, you know, I don't think you want to be known for that and not having it. It was just, it was like I felt like 90s little girl, like something I would have in my dress-up drawer.
Right.
Just looked cheap and unfitted and she's really pretty, and so I feel bad because it's like I would much rather be like, hey, I don't know who this girl is, but like she was stunning.
Now, dress, yeah.
It just wasn't a good situation for me, so that was rough.
And unfortunately, my other worst dress was Jessica Biel.
Wow.
Because she looks like the cat lady that made her cats pick her dress and then they scratched it right before she walked out.
And my worst, we haven't talked about her, and I really love her, and I think she actually usually dresses very beautifully for her body, was Octavia Spencer in Marquesa. It was the gray silver. I didn't mind the top and the off-the-shoulder look. It was the feathers on the bottom that were just way too much for me. It was it was all of these, like, right from her waist, just sequins and feathers to the floor. And Marquesa usually makes gorgeous gowns, and I really do think the top was beautiful on her. And her hair and makeup were great. But I think the bottom of that dress was just too much. And, it was definitely on my lower end of the list, unfortunately.
And see, I'm the opposite about that dress. I love the bottom. The top, I feel like, needed more structure. Especially when... I just feel like it needed to give me where her waist is and where her boobs are to give a little dimension up here, you know, a little cleavage. Doesn't have to be spilling out, but just a little something. It just felt like she had on, like, a straitjacket and she was like this.
Yeah. I wonder, too, like, if it's the color instead of a periwinkle gray, maybe, like, a maroon or, like, a forest green, something a little more.
I love the color on her.
Yeah, the color was nice. It was more, for me, it was the feathers and sequins. It just kind of looked, like it was a little too busy for me, but let's step into our favorites of the night. Now, and on a high note. Do you want to start with that one? Because we'll go down
Priyanka Chopra.
She was wearing a Ralph LaRusso, the white geometric.
Her body.
Her body, yes.
Girl,
she's
this
ready
is
for
how
you watch.
Yes. I didn't like the two bangles. Well, bracelets, I should say. I think she should have done one and then maybe a cocktail ring on the other. But the hair was nicely sleeked back, so it wasn't competing with her dress. Yeah. Her complexion, I don't know what she did, but it looks like she got a little sun. The dress just fit her all in the right places. She has curves, which I love. And it just, the dress itself was busy, so she toned down other things, but her confidence, again, is what she
carried
it. She worked it. This is what I wanted Emma Stone to do.
What I love is it almost looked see-through here. Like, it almost just looked like a panel above. Yeah, she looked beautiful.
Love.
And your favorite?
Mine, we already talked about Taraji and Haley. Those are my favorites.
Taraji and Haley. And what about you?
So I had two that we haven't actually talked about. First of all, Jennifer Aniston, you're not going to like the hair situation, but the dress itself was stunning. It was really hard to...
I wish she did the carpet. She didn't do carpet.
That's what
I was
saying. That's why whenever she came, when I saw her in the audience, I was like, oh, okay.
She's here.
You're
she's
so
here,
big, you know. Don't have to do the carpet.
Yeah,
but
right?
she does. I mean, she's worn this dress 100 million times.
That's the slit I'm talking about.
But that's
about.
What I'm talking like. I don't care if she's worn it a million times because she's rocking it. Like, you know, I know what you're saying with the, you wish they put more effort in the hair, but I kind of think with a dress like that is so much much like.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what I'll give you. Jennifer Aniston is like a Goldie Hawn. They're never going to age. The hair's the same. The dress is the same.
I feel like for her, the hair works for her, but it's when everyone else tries to be her.
Right.
That's what doesn't work. You know what I mean? Like, Jennifer Aniston is the one that can pull this hair off and should keep her hair like that. But it's when everyone else tries to, you know, mimic it.
She looks flawless.
And then my second favorite is the director of La La Land, Damien Chazelle, his girlfriend, Olivia Hamilton. Mm. They showed her several times in the audience in the purple.
It was gorgeous.
Similar to what I think
J-Lo wore at the Grammys.
And then I saw Demi Lovato wore, I think, the Vanity Fair after her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I just love that shade, that purple.
I do too.
And the neckline. This is whenever I gave J-Lo some flack because it was almost like a loofah on her neck, but this is done right. It's still, there's
it's
still
a very similar dress, but this one is executed done correctly.
Exactly. And I thought she looked stunning. And same situation, you know, I didn't know who she was before, and, you know, now I'm like, okay, I see you. So that was my two favorites.
And my favorite, I actually don't know if we have a photo of her, because her photos came in pretty late, but Alicia Vikander is, like, my ultimate number one girl crush. I love her. She was wearing the black dress that kind of had, like, a corset built in, and she had her hair in, like, the loose top knot. I always just find her to be so effortlessly gorgeous. She wears Louis Vuitton. She's, like, one of their ambassadors, so she always wears Louis Vuitton. But I just absolutely, absolutely loved that one. And then my other favorite was, I think, weirdly enough, Pharrell.
Yeah.
I really loved
it. Brought a guy
in
there.
I do. Because I find so often that, you know, men just don't really take fashion risks or don't accessorize, and I love to see one done right.
Absolutely.
You know, so that was definitely my favorite. But that's kind of all we have here today. We have our best and our worst. I'm sorry if we offended anyone, but, you know.
That's what we do. We're honest.
All is fair in love and fashion. But
love that.
Thank you guys for tuning in so much. If you want to continue the conversation with any of you, where can they find you on Twitter and Instagram?
Hey, guys. It's Michelle Madison. You can find me on Instagram at @Michelle_MadisonTV and also Twitter @MICH_MadisonTV.
And you can find me on both Twitter and Instagram at Suzette Babb.
And you can find me on all social media at Brooke Lacey H.
And you can find me everywhere at Danny Gala. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's been a lot of fun. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.